The Victorian Police Force has today promised to investigate claims that its officers commonly resort to racial profiling. That undertaking was given to help settle a case brought by six young men of African descent. They claim they were regularly stopped, searched, questioned, and even beaten by police just because they were black. Samantha Donovan reports.
For anyone involved in a long court case, a satisfying settlement in the federal court is a big deal. But for young men who feel like they've been persecuted by the police, it's particularly sweet. Maki Izza is originally from Somalia.
I was pretty much stopped almost every second day for just going on the train or walking through the streets of Flemington. And yes, we are happy with the results because this is a starting point to improve policing in Victoria, not just for our community, but for the wider Victorian community.
The case against several Victoria police officers and the state of Victoria began about 5 years ago, after the Flemington and Kensington Community Legal Centre in Melbourne's inner suburbs became increasingly concerned about the dozens of complaints it was receiving from young African men. They alleged police were stopping them for unwarranted searches and questioning. There were also allegations of assault, including an assault in detention. Tamar Hopkins is a solicitor at the Community Legal Centre.
This is the first time that a federal race discrimination case has come all the way to the federal court in Australia. Never before have the police been put under this kind of spotlight. Their practices, their procedures, it's quite extraordinary. Cases like this, on the other hand, are very common in other parts of the world. But until now, Australian police have escaped from the level of scrutiny that they've needed in this area.
Throughout the case, Victoria Police has consistently denied it engages in racial profiling. It says that the young men involved in the case were stopped and questioned by police for legitimate reasons, and no excessive force was used. But as part of today's settlement, Victoria Police has acknowledged that any policing involving racial discrimination is unacceptable. One of the members of the force who was to give evidence in the case is the Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police, Ken Lay. He was an assistant commissioner and in charge of this district when the allegations were first raised. The settlement of the case today means he won't have to give evidence. He acknowledged this afternoon that there were some problems in the area at the time.
That was fairly apparent to me that the engagement, the relationship between some police and some of our new emerging communities was at times quite problematic.
But Chief Commissioner Lay denies Victorian police officers engage in racial profiling.
I'm satisfied that our members check people on the street if they believe that they're acting suspiciously, if they believe their welfare is in danger, if they believe a criminal offence may have been created nearby, and matters such as this, that I do not believe our members would identify people and harass or continually check them simply because of their ethnicity.
In pursuing the case, lawyers for the young African men had University of Melbourne statistician Professor Ian Gordon analyse how often they were being stopped by police. Solicitor Peter Seidel says it bolstered their case.
Young African men in this particular area, Flemington, Kensington, North Melbourne, in the years in question, have been stopped and searched 2.5 times more than their population would suggest should be the case. Professor Gordon also found the young African men in this area commit significantly less crime. That's contrary to what we're hearing from Victoria Police.
In settling the case, Victoria Police has agreed to conduct an inquiry into two main issues. First, how police deal with what they call field contacts, when they stop someone in public and question them about what they're doing. And secondly, on multicultural training within Victoria Police. Public comment will be sought on those two issues, and the force has agreed to publish its findings and announce what action it'll take by the end of this year. Lawyer Peter Seidel says the young men should be lauded for their stand.
It has been a very, very challenging and difficult road that the applicants have had to go down. They're extremely brave. They ought to be treated as national heroes for the stand they've taken. They never, ever gave up.
Melbourne lawyer Peter Seidel ending Samantha Donovan's report.